File number 2124. Interview between Major Catherine Lebedev, Russian Main Intelligence Agency, GRU, and Dr. Rose Franklin, PhD. Location, GRU Building, St. Petersburg, Russia.
So, Dr. Franklin, Vincent tells me he does not think the act will come back.
I think he's right. I don't think they'll want to interfere any more than they already have. Their last visit sent their world into turmoil. You can trust that they won't make the same mistake again anytime soon.
Turmoil? No one's mentioned turmoil before. What are you not telling me?
Maybe turmoil isn't the right word. Unrest. No, that's...
Unrest isn't much better than turmoil.
I'll let you choose a better word. A lot of people disagreed with their decision to come here. It goes against their principles. After it went bad.
Bad? Millions of people died and you call that bad? I can't begin to imagine what turmoil looks like.
The Ect are a peaceful race, almost to a fault. They don't deal well with violence. There were protests.
What kinds of protests?
It's not what you think. There were vigils, letters, a lot of letters. Here, people protest about anything and everything, so this would be par for the course, but that sort of thing doesn't happen over there. It was a big deal. They won't make the same mistake twice, believe me.
So I'm supposed to feel safe. Everyone on Earth is supposed to feel safe because they have principles?
They take them very seriously. You should try it sometime.
Non-interference. What does that even mean? We interfere all the time. I'm interfering with your day right now.
You could say it means let nature take its course. It's not as crazy as it sounds. Look at what happened when we tried to play God with nature.
What happened? I feel like I should know these things.
Some good things, actually, but once in a while some pretty bad things, too.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Man-made plants invading the ocean floor? Killer bees?
We made the killer bees?
We did. They were supposed to make more honey.
That's crazy. I hate bees. Still, you can understand why I don't find that particularly reassuring.
I suppose if I were in your shoes, if I hadn't seen what I've seen, I'd be skeptical too.
I knew you'd understand. I feel like we have a connection, you and I. Don't you? We're roughly the same age. We could be like sisters. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Okay, maybe not sisters, but, you know, friends. We could talk. We could help each other. I sound super needy now, don't I? But that's what friends do, right? They help each other. I'm sure you could use a friend.
I have a friend. You have him locked in the room next door.
Speaking of, I'm sure you know Vincent's been reluctant to help us with Themis.
He'll never go around the world scaring people for you, if that's what you have in mind.
Scaring people? Why do you always assume the worst? Oh, and while we're at it, why does everyone keep saying I have you locked in? The doors aren't locked. They're not. You make me sound like Cruella de Vil. I'm not chasing puppies to make fur coats. I just want everyone to get along. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Vincent. It's like you said, he doesn't want to help.
I don't want to help you either.
Well, we can work on your motivation later. I'd really like you to help me find another pilot. Make me a test or something, like that crazy doctor did for the Americans. 'Cause, you know, I had a bunch of pilots, and now I don't. But we'll get to that later. My point is, I kind of need his help now, today.
Why now?
I'm glad you asked. The thing is, your government, the United States government, they're not happy that you're here. They probably think you're prisoners, but that's not the point. They're mostly unhappy that Themis is here. Really unhappy. Like, super pissed. They asked us to give her up. You too. They asked nicely at first, but now, not so much.
Why not just turn us over to them?
You're funny. I like you. That's just not gonna happen. My bosses, they'll retire you before they turn you over.
You mean they'll kill us?
Retire sounds so much better. But yes, you're not alive anymore afterwards. I'm not sure what we'll do about Themis, though. We can't shoot her. We're not giving her away, either. You see where this is going, don't you? Every submarine we have is already approaching the U.S. coast. The Chinese sent out their whole fleet yesterday. They might bump into American subs on the way there because the U.S. also deployed everything they have 6 hours ago. Funny how everything happens underwater now.
Why is that?
We can't send troops anywhere. Lapidus would get rid of them in seconds. The only things we have that it can't touch are subs. The problem is, subs are only good for one thing. They're not super intimidating because no one can see them, so for them to be a good deterrent, the other side kinda has to believe you're willing to push that launch button.
Are you?
Oh, yes. We're all in, as they say. Do they say that? I don't play cards. See, if you're not willing to launch those missiles, but the other side thinks you are, you're fine. The worst is if you are willing to strike, but the other side thinks you're not. Guess what situation we're in now? This isn't gonna end well. You think, yay, the U.S. is here to save me. Then you get shot in the head. Then it's raining nuclear warheads. Poof. Just like that. Bad day all over.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't know how to stop this.
I do. I think I do. No, I really do. But I'll need your help to convince Vincent.